On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
Today's Tuesday, the 29th of October. Let's find out what happened on this day. But to the birthdays first, Frank Sedgman, former Aussie tennis champ, is 92 years old today. Peter Green, the original guitarist and vocalist with British band Fleetwood Mac, is 73. Richard Dreyfuss, the American actor, starred in loads of things, including What About Bob and Mr. Holland's Opus. He turned 72. Lee Child, the British author, best known for the Jack Reacher novel series, he's 65. Dan Castellaneta, a.k.a. this guy.
Saxophone.
Yep, Homer Simpson. He also voices this guy.
Hey, Mel, bring me another nicotine patch.
And this guy.
I did wear a dress for a period in the 40s.
And this guy.
And I say England's greatest prime minister was Lord Palmerston.
And many more. Well, he turned 62 years old today. Eddie Maguire, TV presenter and president of the Collingwood Football Club, is 55 today. Winona Ryder, the American actress, starred in loads of movies in the 90s, including Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands, and lately made a splash with Stranger Things. She turns 48 today. Greg Blewett, former Aussie Test cricketer, is 48. So is Matthew Hayden, the former Australian cricketer. And Jonathan Brown, former AFL player, is 38.
It was on this day in 1863 that the International Red Cross was founded by Swiss philanthropist Henry Dunant in Geneva.
In 1929, the stock market crashed on Wall Street. This event is often referred to as Black Tuesday.
Ballpoint pens went on sale in America in 1945.
In 1960, Cassius Clay fought his first bout as a professional in Louisville, Kentucky.
This began on UK TV back in 1979. Yep, starring George Cole, of course, as Arthur Daly and Dennis Waterman as Terry McCann. That's Minder.
And in 1983, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album spent a record 491 weeks on the US album charts. Legendary.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, Tuesday, the 29th of October.